بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, tonight we heard the 20th juz being recited. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening page poses five questions to the Quraysh, to the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, highlighting his power, his qudra, the fact that he is the one who has created them. He is the one who has created the earth, the skies. He is the one who guides. He is the one who provides food, drink. And at the end of each of these questions, Allah poses a question to them. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any deity with Allah? Can there be any other God, any other being that does this? Is there anyone else who has created the skies and the earth? Anyone else that has the ability to send down rain? Is there anyone else that has the ability to answer a distressed one? أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Allah says, who is there that answers the distressed one when he calls out? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And he removes the difficult conditions. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Who is the one that has made you successors, vicegerents in the earth? Who has given you power, authority in the land? And Allah keeps on posing the same question. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Can there be any other deity with Allah? So this style of proving to them the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by affirming His power, His greatness, and the bounties and the favors that He has conferred upon them, this is to cause them to think, to make them go back, reflect, ponder, and they themselves will answer the question that there can be no other deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Allah highlights their lack of belief in the hereafter, and what question they would pose to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. That when we and our forefathers have turned into dust, will we one day be taken out from our graves? لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. And then they would mockingly say that our forefathers were also promised that they will one day be resurrected. But this is إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This is nothing but tales. This is fables, stories made up by the former ones. And this was some fear that they had, but there's no reality to it. So there will be no hereafter, there will be no resurrection, there will be no life after death. So Allah highlights this belief of theirs. And thereafter, towards the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blowing of the trumpet, which will signal the end of this world. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ. Allah says that think of that day when the trumpet will be blown. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And all those in the skies and the earth will become terrified, except those whom Allah wishes. Those select individuals whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places contentment in, and whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens, they will not become afraid. But the rest, everybody else in the skies, the earth, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become terrified. وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. And they will all have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a humble condition. So this is with regard to the blowing of the trumpet. And here ulama have explained, and we learn from the Quran as well, that the trumpet will be blown twice. One is to signal the end of the world as we know it. All those who are alive at that time, their souls will leave their bodies and they will die. And then the second blowing of the trumpet is to signal the start of Qiyamah and resurrection. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah says the second blowing of the trumpet will be when they will all stand up from their graves and they will be looking on to see what is taking place, what is happening. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, between the two blowings of the trumpet, he says, is a period of 40. And then they asked him, O Abu Hurairah, is it 40 years? He said, I cannot confirm. They asked him, is it 40 days? Again he said, I cannot confirm. Is it 40 months? Again he says, I cannot confirm. And nevertheless, it will be a period of 40. Allah knows best what unit of 40 it will be. But this is the time period between the first and the second blowing of the trumpet. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمُ وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ. He would say to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that how can I enjoy my life when the angel who has been deputed to blow the trumpet has already placed it between his lips. And وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنِ. He is waiting, he is listening attentively for permission to be granted to him. فَيَنْفُخْ. And then he will blow into the trumpet and the world will come to an end. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this to them. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu became afraid. And he noticed on their faces that they were afraid and they were worried about the blowing of the trumpet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then prescribed to them, he said to them, that if you are afraid of this, then recite, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us and Allah is an excellent protector. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would say that this very same prescription, wazifa, dua, was recited by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he was thrown into the fire. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me and Allah is an excellent protector for me. And likewise, we find at the end of the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims were eventually suffered great loss in the Battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba radiallahu anhum were martyred, and the Quraysh had then left. And after some time, it was a day or two, when news came to the Muslims that the Quraysh were now regrouping and they were planning to come back to Uhud, come back to Medina, and finish off the Muslims. So this news came, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. The person who brought the news said to them that the Qurayshi army is regrouping, so why don't you fear them? You should be afraid. So what response did the Sahaba give? Allah says, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The iman increased, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they also recited this, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So this is a very powerful prescription. When a person is afraid, a person is gripped with fear, he recites this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a feeling of safety and security within his heart. Even though around him, the battle may be raging on, as we find in Gaza, in Palestine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Now we see that the bombing has resumed. Allah ta'ala make it very easy for them. Allah respond on their behalf and Allah allow them to defeat the oppressors. But we find from the start of the war till now, how many clips have come and you just hear them reciting, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Despite everything happening around them, all of the destruction, their homes are lost, their families are broken up and they have barely anything to go back to, but they still keep on reciting this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens and fortifies their heart. Nevertheless, thereafter we commence with Suratul Qasas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the entire incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail, and many, many lessons that we learn from here, the tawakkul and the trust that the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had upon Allah, how Allah returned her young son to her. And then later on in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to Madian, and he assisted those two young women to give their animals water to drink. And this was done purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not expect any recompense from them. And he then made that dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. That, oh Allah, I am definitely in need of whatever good you sent to me. And thereafter, how Allah opened the way for him, Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam sent his daughters back to invite Musa alayhi salatu wasalam home. He was given a meal, he was given a place to stay. He was offered the hand of one of the daughters of Shu'ib alayhi salam in marriage. He was given a permanent job for 8 or 10 years. He was given a place to work. So all of this opened up on the back of this dua of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. This prescription also ulama have given to those who are looking to get married, they're looking for a suitable partner, and things are not opening up for them, then they recite this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a suitable partner for them. Just one more verse and we'll terminate. At the end of the 20th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an example of those who make shirk. So Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا. The example of those that ascribe partners to Allah are like a spider who has spun a web. So Allah likens this false worship to a spider's web. And then Allah mentions, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. That the most weak and flimsy of homes is the home of the spider. So here Mufassirin explain what is the reason for this comparison, is that generally a bait, a house, a home, is primarily meant to shelter and protect a person from the elements, from the weather, from the heat, from the cold, whether it's with the roof that protects him from the cold or the heat, the walls protect him from the cold. But the home or the house of the spider does not protect it. Likewise, when it comes to worshipping any being, the main purpose is that we will gain protection, we will gain security, We will gain bounties and blessings from this being. But the mushrikeen worship idols, they have absolutely no security, no blessings, no bounties. So just like the spider's web does not protect it from the elements, likewise the worship of these mushrikeen will not protect them and will not assist them in any way in this world, neither in the hereafter. Allah give us tawfiq, correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.